How can I see the light when it's so dark? Journey to a Thankful Heart. Meister Eckhart told us many, many years ago, if the only prayer you ever say in life is thank you, this is enough. One evening I flipped on the evening news and there it was. Another heart-wrenching post-Katrina image. A stunned young woman stood amid the wreckage of what had once been her home, mumbling her tearful thanks for being alive. Indeed, it seemed that her ability to breathe was about all that was left in the carnage around her. As my heart twisted at the depth of her loss, I felt questions arising. I had already let go of the initial reaction of, "Why did this happen to her?" I knew the futility and spiritual paralysis that result from getting stuck in that philosophical ditch. You know, the one called why. But there were other stirrings in my soul. How could she climb out of this? What might ignite her hope? Was gratitude a sham in a situation like this, a mere mouthing of words? How would she truly feel when the TV cameras were all gone? Would Thanksgiving continue to spring forth then? And how could she possibly sustain it? Everything from scripture to science catalogs the benefits and advisability of cultivating a grateful heart. We are told that it improves the immune system. We are told that it enriches relationships with God and self and others. The journey to thankfulness is clearly a road worth taking, but one can't bulldoze over the barriers of logic and fairness that litter that path. My own attitude about gratitude has come full circle. As a young girl, I was encouraged to mirror the song lyrics, "Keep Your Sunny Side Up," and "Look for the Silver Lining," or "Keep on Smiling," no matter what. But adulthood introduced me to a healthy cynicism, in which psychologists were urging folks toward radical honesty. We were told to face your feelings and get it out of your system. The power of positive thinking was relegated and dismissed as pie-in-the-sky theology, harmful at worst and naive at best. A sort of behavioral band-aid that was out of touch with reality. I've thought to myself, authentic thanksgiving has to be more than that. And through the years, life keeps poking at me. I see children in every culture automatically smiling. I hear the natural cries of gracias, merci beaucoup, and thank you. And I wonder. I wonder and I wonder where this natural impulse bubbles from, and most of all, how we can cultivate it and nurture it. On the other hand, my life experience also reveals our common tendency to get mired in negative thinking and caught up in a downward spiral of worst-case scenarios.